Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hi there, I'm Sheila Belanger, the host of Astrology Alchemy. Welcome to the show. I'm going to talk about the full moon in Aquarius, which happens on August 15th at 5:29 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 1:29 p.m. GMT minus 1. At this full moon, the sun shines in Leo, actualizing your capacity to express your individual gifts and artistry. The challenge with Leo is too much focus on you. It's important to remember it's not always about you. The moon is opposite in Aquarius, aligning your emotional desire for freedom, independence, and connection to like-minded groups, communities, and universal values. The challenge with Aquarius is sometimes a reactive rebelliousness for the sake of being contrary. This full moon invites you to express your authenticity and unique talents. The energies of Leo and Aquarius invite you to balance your individuality with the call to serve the collective or the community. Here are some full moon in Aquarius led to gold reflection questions. Number one, where do you need to release self-focus to be more attuned to the needs of a larger group or community? Number two, where might you need to shift rebelliousness that is not serving you or others? And thirdly, what unusual intuitive insights are emerging now and how can you follow them? And lastly, how can you stand in your individuality while also congruently serving the collective or community? That's the balance of Leo and Aquarius. To be true to yourself while also being true to community. Here's a quote from Brené Brown from her book Dare to Lead that supports this full moon in Aquarius. Brené says, "We are not here to fit in, be well-balanced, or provide example for others. We are here to be eccentric, different, perhaps strange, perhaps merely to add our small piece, our little clunky, chunky selves, to the great mosaic of being. As the God intended, we are here to become more and more ourselves. As the gods intended, we are here to become more and more ourselves." Aquarius. There's a phrase from the 60s song, "Let Your Freak Flag Fly." There's one sub-theme of the Aquarius full moon that's happening simultaneously. This means other energies are happening in the sky with the planets that connect to the full moon. The sun is right next or conjunct the planet Venus at this full moon. The sun aligns with our core self and illuminates our purpose. Venus is the archetype of the lover and relational one and activates themes around relationships, resources, and core values. Sun and Venus are together in Leo for this full moon and continues the sweet challenge of recent weeks to live from the heart and align with your core values. Choose to feed and nurture relationships. Love is all we need. Say Sun and Venus. And some lead to gold reflection questions for your own personal alchemy with Sun and Venus at this time. Where can you live more of your core values in your life? And what do you most value, and what changes are needed to live in alignment with that? So here's a recap of the opportunities of this illuminating full moon in Aquarius. Choose some actions to live more fully your core values. Support yourself to risk being radically authentic and let your freak flag fly. Balance the ability to express your individual gifts with supporting the needs of the larger community to which you belong. Both are necessary. And I'll close with a wonderful quote from Parker J. Palmer that really speaks to this Leo Aquarius journey. Parker says, "Community cannot take root in a divided life. Long before community assumes external shape and form, it must be present as seed in the undivided self. Only as we are in communion with ourselves can we find community with others. Community is an outward and visible sign of an inward and invisible grace, the flowing of personal identity and integrity into the world of relationships. All we need is love, love for ourselves and love for our people and our earth and our community." Thanks so much for listening to this podcast on the Aquarius full moon. I'm excited to continue offering for my listeners a free online course. Are you frustrated with the limitations of your habitual mindset that keeps you trapped in a cage of two small stories and held hostage to your inner critics? Check out my free online course, Windows of Wisdom 7-Day Challenge. The website link is here in the show notes. In the 7-day challenge, you'll learn a quick and easy skill to expand your mindset and gain access to more of your innate wisdom. Each daily course lesson or practice takes 10 minutes or less to complete. It can support you in your own self-loving. Bless your journey. Thank you. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.